Hey, everybody, and welcome. We're finally here. We're finally in Sweden. It's Bryn Griffiths and Paul Almeida with you. We're streaming live on our Facebook page with Azarkan Tours. So very excited about that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy to be here. I can't believe we're here.
I can't either. And for some of us, I don't think they can believe it either, Paul, because it was a real... I can't use the royal we here. I have to say Paul Almeida did a great job of putting bits and pieces together this week, because we did have some issues with the... wasn't issues with the airline, it was issues with the weather.
Yeah, there were some weather issues. We had one flight with 47 people, unfortunately, that got their flight canceled from Amsterdam to Stockholm. So some of them came later that evening, and some of them had to overnight in Amsterdam. And then we had a few that were routed through Helsinki, and some that were routed through Frankfurt. But I'm glad to say that this morning we got the final four arrive, so we're ready to go in terms of the people that were arriving here in Stockholm. But we still have quite a few people arriving tomorrow in Gothenburg on the 24th, and quite a few people arriving on the 27th. So then we'll have our full group, which is 341 people plus staff, so we're over 350 people that we've got here.
I'm not really sure where you're tuning in from today, but I can tell you that it's almost 4:30 in the afternoon here in Stockholm. It's extremely dark.
It is dark.
It's like really, really dark. Snowy and dark.
Yeah, like we're quite far north, similar to Yellowknife and Whitehorse, I would think. Maybe even a little farther.
I did a little bit of homework on that. You know where you have north of Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, the parallel that goes across the division between the Northwest Territories and those three provinces. That line is kind of where Stockholm is on that line.
Yep.
Gothenburg's a little further south than that. But, so here we are from Edmonton, and we think that's pretty far north, and it really isn't.
No, it's not that far north, but I'll tell you, the days are short.
Oh, yeah. I was checking this one out today. The sunrise this morning was at 8:53 local time. Sunset this afternoon was around 2:54. That's not a lot of...
No, six hours of sun.
If that.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking about it's dark here at 4:30, it was dark here at 3:30.
Yeah, it was. And, it's nice with the Christmas lights all lit up and everything else. We just got to take advantage of the daylight to do other things. And, we've done sightseeing tours here in Stockholm with everybody. And it's a beautiful city. Between the Baltic Sea and Lake Mälaren, Stockholm is located in the middle, so they have a freshwater lake on one side. Yeah. They have a open bay out to the sea, actually a huge archipelago with thousands of islands leading out to the sea. It takes quite a while
to even get out there
to get out to open water. It takes quite a while, because we've taken the ferries when we go to Helsinki, the overnight ferry, and when we leave Stockholm, it's a good couple hours before we actually hit open water. And it's nice, you see all the cottages, and in the summertime you see sailboats and everything else. So, but at this time of year, of course, we did a little trip down by the harbor, and the boats are all in little tents ready for the winter, out of the water. And lucky for us, the lake hasn't frozen over yet, so we'll be doing our Christmas cruise tonight, Bryn, with dinner.
Well, a lot of places in Canada have not even received snow for Christmas. We in the Edmonton area have really not received much snow at all. In fact, we've seen more snow here in 2 days than I think we've seen to this point this winter. But they've actually had very, very, very mild weather conditions through October, November, and December. It just looks like they're finally turning to winter here now. So, hey, as long as the ice is good in Gothenburg, what do we care?
Yeah, and you know what? The temperatures outside here right now are very favorable for us doing tours and walking around and shopping and doing everything. We're hovering around zero as a high during the day. And then in the evening, it's going down to maybe -6, -7, something like that. So very favorable for us in terms of walking around and doing, personal sightseeing and having free time and having the ability to just wander around town and explore it on our own.
Do you want my assessment? I've only been here for 24
hours. Absolutely.
Here's my assessment on Sweden based on what I've seen here in Stockholm so far. One, everybody is extremely friendly and very helpful and a little quirky. which I've kind of liked. Everybody I've talked to who's a native of Sweden and is from here, they are not afraid to show their personality, and I love that. We were out celebrating Marty Forbes' birthday on Friday night, and the waitress
couldn't find enough candles.
No, we had to get a fire permit, so we just went with one.
Yeah.
It's an old joke, and I still love that. Hang on a second. I think I'm ready. Hang on. Let me try this one. Oh, hang on a second.
And now you're bored. So there
we go. Yeah,
here's the rim shot.
Hey, listen, we're just getting rolling here. Hang on one more.
We're setting up here.
There we go. Anyway, she was a wonderful waitress.
Yeah,
but
she was very nice.
Very unique in her style of working with us. Everybody's been fantastic. So the people are great. The other one is I brought cash. That was a mistake. Well, I brought way more than I should have. I brought it, I went to the exchange.
Do you not
place.
Listen to these podcasts?
Well, I know, but I just wanted, I didn't know how much or how off the Richter scale it was going to be.
Yeah.
They are really cashless.
It's cashless almost everywhere.
Right?
Yep.
Like, I know that I'll be taking home a lot of that money that I brought with me because everything here is tap or swipe or download off your phone. So they don't want money at all. They don't want your money at all. Is that my phone? Is that somebody else's? Oh, no, it's the music upstairs.
The music, yeah.
I got it. We're in the lounge, by the way. Tell everybody where we are.
Yeah, we're at the Hotel Clarion Sign in downtown Stockholm. And, beautiful hotel. Been very good to us. Breakfasts are fantastic.
Right downtown. It's right in the core.
And very near the Drottningsgatan walking street that takes you... pedestrian street, I should say, that takes you all the way down to the palace. So that's fantastic. And we've got a few people here in the lobby tonight listening to us, trying to stay out of the camera range. And except the guys behind us, they're trying to avoid us.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to do what they want to do. The other things that I've really noticed since I've been here is the darkness, of course, is the big thing.
Yep.
I thought Edmonton was dark in the winter, but here they're losing at least an hour and a half more than we would in Edmonton or some other places in Canada.
Easily.
So it's really been a noticeable thing for me. But it's been fun. It's really been enjoyable. And I can hardly wait. Tomorrow we take this show on the road. Like, today's kind of a casual show for us.
Yep.
Right? Just to kind of get our feet wet. We're doing it from the hotel lobby. It's great. I'm still waiting for my hot chocolate.
I think you're going to be waiting.
There'll be a quirky guy who will bring it over. Yep. I just know that. Okay, anything else we've got to talk about?
Well, just what we've done here in the last couple of days. I mean, we've done a sightseeing of Stockholm, which was fantastic. We've been to the Christmas market downtown in the old town, which is called the Gamla Stan here. And that Christmas market is the oldest in Sweden. It's been there since 1857. A lot of people there, busy. It's not a big square, so you can imagine everybody going down there. It's pretty tight. Some people have gone to the ABBA Museum. Some people have gone to the Viking Museum during their free time. There is a Vichy Museum that people have gone to as well. So that part has been great. And then today we went to the Vasa Museum, Brent.
Yeah, it's amazing how they've celebrated a ship that was really not very successful.
Well, it was built, launched in 1628, and it went out into the harbor. It's a ship with two rows of cannons. And that was the mistake. I think it was designed for one. They added an extra one.
Yeah.
And so when it went out on its maiden voyage out in the harbor, it didn't make it very far. I think she said something like 1,300 meters or something.
Yeah, that's not a lot of... That's not very impressive.
And then, gusts of wind came. It started to, swaying back and forth. And then it got to the point where the gun turrets that were open, water started
they
pouring
in. They were open.
Yes.
The gun turrets were open.
And
okay.
Water came in and down she went, and it was just basically the launch and going to the naval base, and it didn't make it there. And it was kind of forgotten about for many years. And then in the 1950s, they located where it was. And in 1961, they were able to salvage the boat and bring it up to the... Yeah, and the nice thing about it was that it was in brackish water, which means that it had a little bit of salt, so it preserved the wood. And so when they brought it up, they put it back together and they made this wonderful museum. And it's just a massive, massive boat. And it's one of the best museums here in Stockholm, that's for sure. And seeing that boat, seeing how they used to, transport goods, transport armies, and, just walking around it and the images they had there of what the boat looked like when it sailed with all the colors on it and everything else, and the amount of detail that they carved and with figures and lions and all these things. Do they wanted to make the boat as impressive as possible so that when it went, it was supposed to be the major warship for Sweden, so that when they went to battle, other countries would look at it and say, well, you know, that's a big ship. It's super powerful. We don't want to mess with it. And those guys have money. They could build more ships, so we don't want to get in a war with them type thing.
Did you know they put screen doors on their Navy ships?
No,
as
those
well?
Are the Italian submarines.
Oh, that's right. About. Okay. Anyway, it's just it's an amazing location. A lot of fun. Wow, these
yeah, you're gonna
go
recline right back, Bryn.
I just might nod off. I the jet lag has kind of hit me a little bit today.
Yeah, it does. The key is when you get over here, you can't go to bed until it's late at night.
Yeah, and then when you do go to sleep, you're only going to get 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then so you got to power through the next day. And if you take a nap, then you're going to have to power through
it
another day.
You up,
so
yep.
I'm kind of just hanging on, but we're going for a beautiful dinner tonight.
Yeah, we've got a dinner cruise tonight, taking everybody. We have about 140 people here right now, 150 people. So that'll be a great thing tonight. We have a buffet dinner, smorgasbord, as they call it here.
What a surprise. Okay.
And so it's going to be a nice dinner cruise, get everybody together. Now that we have everybody here, it'd be nice to do an event like that as a group. We haven't really had an event as a group. You know, we've done the sightseeing tours, but of course those are individual buses with different people on them. So
right.
This is the first real big group event where everybody can, see the number of people we have here, because right now we have people going in and out of the lobby doing their own thing. So I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to the buffet. It looks like it's a big spread of food, that's for sure.
But the other thing I will tell you that I noticed is the buffet here in the morning is spectacular.
Yeah, the breakfast
absolutely
are
unbelievable.
Yeah, you've got no shortage of choices for food, no matter what you like, if you have any allergies or things like that, you're gonna find tons of stuff to eat here.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that part has been absolutely fantastic. And then tomorrow morning, we're off to Gothenburg,
and. Yeah, and that's why we're here. But hey, just before we go too much further, you're watching us live.
Yeah.
Or you'll be hearing this will be turned into a podcast probably in about an hour after we're done here in about 15 or 20 minutes time. But we will be going live constantly from Gothenburg, which will be a lot of fun after every Team Canada win. Every Team Canada game win.
Yeah. Well, the first day, don't forget, we'll be on after the second game that day.
Correct.
But then after that, Canada plays all evening games in the round robin. So we'll be going evening Swedish time.
Right.
So we're thinking around 10 o'clock, probably Swedish time, which back home, mountain time, would be about 8 hours difference.
Yep.
So that'll be about 2 in the afternoon.
So looking forward to that. What should we be talking about other than the fact that we are excited for everything? We mentioned in our last episode that the team that seems to be favored is the USA.
Yes.
You know, they've got a very favorable pool that they're in. That could be a problem if things get rough for them in the playoff round, but they should be able to move through there pretty quick.
Well, I mean, you look at their group, they should have no problem handling any of those teams.
Yeah.
And they may even crush a couple of those teams. The way the U.S. is a powerful offensive machine. They have good defensemen. They have good goalies. Like, this is their window for that group, right? And, Canada and Sweden are probably the number 2-3 teams in the tournament. And the nice thing about the World Juniors is one game, anything can happen.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can come in with all the fanfare. You can come in as being touted as one of the strongest teams in the history of the World Juniors. Until you actually win that gold medal, you know, you're in a fight. And one game, playoff games, you know as well as I do, Bryn. A goalie gets hot. A goalie is not hot.
The two things we always see at this event, constantly, got to get your hot goaltender, and
you got to find your goalie,
and you got to do
it. You got to find him
fast.
Yeah,
right?
You got to find him.
We saw the last time we were in the Czech Republic in 2020, Canada kind of got off to a bit of a sluggish start, made a goaltending change. Luckily for them, that goaltender got hot. You need to see the same sort of thing from any of the teams here. Got to get the goaltender red hot really quick. And then the other one is your power play's got to be in the top it's got to be in the top three if you want to have a shot at any
special
medals,
teams. Right? Both special teams have to be strong.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a confidence thing as well. If you know you get off to a bad start, then you start questioning everything you're doing. You know, we both remember in Czech Republic, Canada won the first game against the United States.
Correct. And then?
And then we went to the second game against Russia, and we're all like, okay, we're in a good spot here. And then we walk out of there 6-0 loss. That was a very quiet bus all the way back to the hotel.
I believe that's one of the worst losses ever for Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship. And they were basically manhandled.
Oh, they were.
It was not even close.
And we were shell-shocked as fans because we're like,
totally.
Oh, you know, the first day after beating the Americans, we're like, oh, we got a great team. And then we got hammered by the Russians. And then, of course, we meet them in the final again, and we all know what happened. Akil Thomas scored the goal to make it 3-2 and win the gold medal.
Yep.
So, again, it goes back to what we said. One game can go from a 6-0 loss to a 3-2 gold medal victory. So, you know, the round robin, really, four teams make the playoffs in the each group of five. The fifth team on each side play in a relegation because they got to go, one team goes down. But, you know, once you're in the playoffs, you're going to be facing good teams. You know, obviously, if you could finish first or second, you'll get a weaker first opponent. But if you're, you know, as soon as you get to that semifinal, it's probably going to be Canada, USA, Sweden, and then who knows?
I know.
And there's always a surprise. There's always a surprise team that shows up that nobody expects. And, again, they get a hot goalie, they ride him, or they get a good performance from 2-3 players, and all of a sudden they're in the Final Four.
You've got a complete list of things you want to say. Is there anything we got to say before we start going too far off track here?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
You know, just looking forward to watching Canada-Finland on the 26th. You know, that's the first game. That'll be a very strong game. Finland is a team that always scares me, especially come playoff time, because... you know, I've seen them pull off victories and win World Juniors. You know, they won the World Juniors in 2014 when we were in Malmo. They won the 2016 with that powerful team with Aho, Laine, Puljujärvi, Rantanen, you know, and so on and so on. Names that now we all know, you know, in the hockey world. You can never count out Finland of anything. And, you know, there are other teams that have showed up, like Slovakia last time, surprised.
The other thing I'll be curious to watch is how Sweden does. Sweden has been disappointing lately at this event, but now they're at home.
Yep.
And you just don't know how much a home crowd is going to jack things up for you. So I'm going to be watching them very carefully, especially in the first two games, the round robin, to see whether or not they're adapting to the environment, see whether or not they can feed off that crowd. I'm guessing that I don't want to call them a dark horse. I think they're a horse. They're one of the horses you got to count on.
If they gain momentum and the crowd gets behind them, that momentum just gains, right?
Yeah.
You know, the thing with Sweden is that it was a long time before they lost a game in the round robin. And they lost one just recently in the last couple of years. And so that's been their calling card, that they breeze through the round robin. But then come playoff time, that's where they fall short.
Yeah.
And, you know, the team that they have right now is touted as being as strong, if not maybe even a little bit stronger than Canada's roster, maybe a little more depth than Canada's roster. And, again, it comes down to goaltending again, Bryn. You know, we've seen many of these tournaments where a goaltender carries you and you win the championship. And, you're right. If things start going bad, it works the other way when you're playing at home.
I was just going to say, now, we'll see whether or not they cave under the pressure. I think that from what I've been reading, this team will probably feed off of the excitement and the pressure, which will be a good thing, which, like I said, makes them a little bit of you got to be concerned. You got to be very careful.
I'm looking forward to Canada playing them.
Yeah.
And just seeing what they're made of. I mean, it'd be a good barometer for Canada at that point. I think Canada and their group, obviously the two games are, you know, Canada-Finland, Canada-Sweden. Those are the games that are going to really dictate, you know, where they're going to finish in the group. And hopefully, like I said, if you finish in the top two, you get a little bit easier quarterfinal game. I don't think you want to finish third or fourth and possibly face, you know, the United States somehow in the quarterfinals.
One-time shot, though.
It is one time.
Just got to get going. Hey, here's the other thing. We're going live on the Azarkan Facebook page.
Yes.
So feedback is a great thing. How do people get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, azurcan.net.
Yep.
Obviously, we are also on Twitter at Azurcan Global. My personal one, Azurcan Tours, is another one. We're posting pictures up there. Keith Moore, our photographer, has been taking a lot of pictures, and he's posting some as well. Okay. And we'll put some videos on there. And then, of course, our Facebook page, which is Azurcan Tours also.
Perfect. So feedback is always a great thing. Like I said, this is kind of a makeshift first launcher for us today. We're working out of the lounge. It's very dark. It's very very mysterious here. I'm still waiting for my hot chocolate to get here. Anyway, that's pretty much it from us. So this has been a lot of fun. And thanks for tuning us in. And continue not only to tune in as we go through this whole tournament, but make sure you tell your friends that we are streaming live after those Team Canada games. And that is pretty much it, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the tournament getting started and us doing our post-game podcasts.
Absolutely. So that's about it. I'm Bryn Griffiths. He's Paul Almeida.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from Stockholm.
Absolutely. See you later.